If you need a new kitchen, bathroom, or other type of stone countertop, please call Prairie Stone or go to their website, prairie-stone.com, for more information.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, you. Welcome to our Thursday talk around here, March the 7th. You know, I always know spring's knocking at the door when we set our clocks ahead and I see Larry Leshovsky sitting across the desk from me here. Good morning, my friend. Good to have you in studio this morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are talking Kiwanis Pancake Feed, of course.
Yes, we are.
How's the year been for Kiwanis? You guys been busy? I mean, you're always busy.
Yeah, we had a lot of things going on this last summer. Right. And, it's a great organization, great people to work with. I love it. I've been here, it was 20 years this year for me. So
seriously, yeah. Since you've been in Kiwanis?
20 years since I've been in Kiwanis.
Well, congratulations on that. Yeah. And doing great things for the community. And the big pancake feed's coming up this Saturday. Tell us about it, Larry.
Yep, that's going to be this Saturday. We're starting at 7:30 in the morning. Going to have the best pancakes that you ever tasted. I'd probably tell you the secret recipe, but then, I don't know.
Don't do that.
Well, you'd have to join, and then you could join.
Is that the only way you get the recipe is if you join up?
That's probably it. Yeah, okay. That's going to be it. So, and then, of course, the sausage, and we have fruit toppings and all of that stuff. Everything that goes along with it. Plus, just the camaraderie. It's a lot of fun. The event center down there at the community center has really been great for us. Mm-hmm. It makes a nice venue where people can come in. The round tables, they can sit around and visit and see neighbors and friends. And plus, we'll keep you fed.
Service with a smile, too.
There you go.
Always.
Service with a smile.
Do you know how many years Kiwanis has been doing the pancake? I mean, it's decades, isn't it?
You would have to ask me. I know I was talking with Doug Peterson. And, he's talking way back in the early 70s. And I don't know. I'm not sure exactly.
As a little kid, I remember going to those at that kid.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
This is one of your bigger fundraisers, isn't it?
This is the fundraiser for the year for Kiwanis. Okay. This is we do the one fundraiser a year. This is it. We kind of put all the effort into this. And so many good things that go with Kiwanis. Like I said, we do the terrific kids program with the kids here locally.
Yes.
That's been fantastic, giving them an opportunity, the schools an opportunity to bring these kids in that deserve some recognition. We give it to them, bring their parents and people in there so they can, have that opportunity to be recognized at one of our meetings, which has been good. OJ Jensen track meet's coming up here in April.
That's a staple for you guys.
Yeah, that's been another one, And then, of course, we do a lot of sponsorships for all kinds of things. I mean, we got these music camps at the International Peace Gardens, which I'm wearing today.
Nice shirt, too. I was going to say you got a Peace Garden shirt you're wearing here.
Yeah,
I just
happened to throw that on this morning, and I was thinking of that. Should it be a Kiwanis one?
There you go. Just some mention of Kiwanis in there. Right. You could work on that.
Yeah, we could work on that. There you go. But there are a lot of sponsorships. That's the thing, is if you ever have something going on with kids, locally like this, that you think equipment or someone that needs a sponsorship someplace, mm-hmm. get in touch with one of the members. Right now, Brittany Hadig is our president, so she'd be a good contact point, or any member. And, there's times that we'll get together and we can take a look at those and, we can help kids out with anything that they want to do here in this community.
Doing great things for the community, Larry. Yeah. Again, Pancake Feed this Saturday.
Yeah, come on down. It's a fun time. We enjoy it. We enjoy doing it. And I think you'll be happy getting fed pretty well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wapton Community Center, folks, begins at 7:30, and Pancake Friday going on here at KBMW tomorrow. So we're giving away tickets, too, and we're going to be talking about your favorite pancake toppings throughout the day tomorrow, too. So we're going to have some fun with that.
There you go. That sounds good.
Larry, always great to have you in here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And we'll talk to you next year.
Again,
I always know spring's coming. But anytime you need anything for Kiwanis, you're open
door. One good thing this year, I got to say, is the weather's going to be nice. We're not going to be doing it when it's 30 below zero
or moving snow around. Absolutely. Great to talk to you, Larry.
Take care.
914 here of the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.